welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Tonight I'm going to be preaching to you from one of my all-time best books. It is called Encounter with Jesus Christ, Zacchaeus. Encounter with Jesus Christ, Zacchaeus. I believe it is the most powerful thing you will ever hear on Zacchaeus. And I intend to preach the whole book in 45 minutes. I preach this whole thing in 45 minutes. I wrote it so I can summarize it in 45 minutes. You know, be so wonderful. And then tomorrow night I'll be preaching this one, Jesus Christ, the baptizer. Okay, I think we are doing it's all about Jesus. You know, be so. So Jesus Christ, the baptizer. And since you are immersed in Jesus Christ, this is another Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the healer. And then this one is explosive. Jesus Christ is praying for you. Jesus Christ is praying for you. My wife and I were in London, and then we went to pray for the auntie's husband, who was in the hospital, admitted, sick. When we finished praying for the man and we're moving to the lift, then the Lord put a book in my spirit. He said, Jesus Christ is praying for you. When we stood in the lift, I told my wife, I said, from the time we saw the man to the time we came to this lift, God has given me a book. Jesus Christ is praying for you. As soon as we got home, I started writing it. And this is what came out. I'll tell you more about it later. Now, everybody say Zacchaeus. Come on, say it again, Zacchaeus. I had a British man. We did a promo on this book, Encounter with Jesus Christ, Zacchaeus. We did a promo on it, and a white man, British, he did the whatever, the voiceover. And the way he pronounced Zacchaeus, I said, how am I going to pronounce this Zacchaeus? Look, this guy should say this thing in a simple way. In Africa, we call him Zacchaeus. And when it's critical, you say Uncle Zach. But you know, many people have turned the story of Zacchaeus into a joke. So they say, oh, Zacchaeus is a short man. And then they sing a song, oh, Zacchaeus, something, something, Zacchaeus. But I'm telling you, in all the Bible, I have not seen a conversion as detailed as Zacchaeus. His life story tells us the six major things that happens in somebody's life when you get born again and you know Jesus. The Bible said concerning Zacchaeus, and you find him in Luke chapter 19 from the verse number 1. My Bible said, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. From verse 1 to 10, you have everything about when you become a Christian up to the peak of your ministry. Number one, first stage of your Christianity, you overcome obstacles. Second stage, you catch a glimpse of Jesus. Third stage, you are incorporated into Christ. Fourth stage, you are blessed in Christ. Fifth stage, you minister to the Lord. And number six stage, you touch people's lives. And these are the six things that happened in Zacchaeus' life. The man overcame obstacles. That was the first thing. The Bible said Jesus is passing through Jericho. Zacchaeus is a man of little stature. There was a press, a crowd. He could not have seen Jesus naturally, but he climbed up into a tree. And then, the second stage, he caught a glimpse of Jesus. That is face to face, the first encounter with Jesus. But when he climbed up into that tree, it was like incorporation into Christ. And then, in that tree, the sycamore tree, he was blessed in the tree. That is being blessed in Christ. And then he came down and then ministered to the Lord because he received him into his house. And after that, he touched people's lives. I will pick up Zacchaeus. Jesus was passing through Jericho. There was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans. And he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, but he could not for the prayers. Anybody who must be born again, you will come across obstacles. In the case of Zacchaeus, the obstacle was that, number one, Jesus is just passing through. He is not staying forever. So you have a short time within which you must see him, otherwise he is gone. Number two, there is a thick crowd over there. Number three, Zacchaeus is a short man. But being short did not make him go home because he climbed into a tree. For every short man in this world, there is a corresponding tall tree. If you are short, there is a tall tree you can climb. Now you say, oh, I was born poor. There is a rich man you can connect to. Oh, I have no father. There is somebody who has no child, and you can be connected to that person. Anything you don't have in this world, somebody has got it. You are not intelligent. There is an intelligent man somewhere. And if you can be humble, that intelligent man can help you. So Zacchaeus is a short man, but there is a sycamore tree, which is about 50 feet tall. Zacchaeus could climb the tree. There is no obstacle you cannot overcome. To be born again, whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Zacchaeus is coming across obstacles. When you have an encounter with God, there is always obstacles you will face. And I call it in this book, chapter 1, the obstacles map. The journey in Christ is like a journey in a kingdom. Every kingdom has got a map. And when you look at the map, you see mountains, rivers, forest. In that forest, there are lions and snakes and hyenas and jackals. Life is meant for explorers. Explorers are people that can overcome obstacles. I pray that today you will receive the heart of an overcomer. The heart of a discoverer. The heart of an explorer. Many people are looking for life that has no battle. We see them cry, ah, my conditions are terrible. One of the things I'm most grateful to God for is the fact that I was born in the north. I grew up in the north. I am still living in the north. I came from Bogatanga yesterday. I love it like that. Because you see, there are some negative conditions in this world. When you live in them, you will see the grace of God. look for good opportunities. Look for an opportunity to experience grace. And grace is not found on mountaintop. Grace is found in a valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because you are with me. Whenever you are in a valley, God is with you. When the mountains are too high and nobody can survive there because it is very cold up there, God will be there with you. I pray that God will make you a survivor, overcomer of obstacles. Zacchaeus overcame the obstacles, and he overcame the obstacles by two things. Number one, Zacchaeus overcame his obstacles by his identity. Jesus said something about Zacchaeus. He said he also is a son of Abraham. That means this man is a Jew. And when you are a Jew, you are indestructible. Haman's wife told him, he said, Haman, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom you have begun to fall, you will surely fall and you cannot stand. I came to tell somebody, you are a Jew inwardly. You are a seed of Abraham. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is your victory that overcomes the world. Even your faith, you will overcome this battle. You will overcome this obstacle. This thing cannot destroy you. I see you bypassing and give glory to God. Come on, scream like your voice is yours. Yes. Zacchaeus overcame obstacles by his identity. The man was a Jew. Hitler destroyed 6.5 million Jews. They are still there as a nation. Look at you. You cannot be destroyed. They can butcher you, torture you, do all kinds of things to you, and think you will never survive. But you are called incorruptible seed, royal priesthood, a holy nation. Let me tell you something about you. Chosen generation. And if you are chosen, you are chosen in the furnace of affliction. The affliction makes you better. The furnace makes you better. The valley makes you better. If I were you, I would scream like, I didn't borrow my voice. He overcame by identity. If you know who you are, you will overcome everything that is around you. He overcame it by his identity. Another way by which Zacchaeus overcame his obstacles was he overcame it by purity. Everybody say purity. And I know when I say purity, somebody's like, Pastor, you mean Zacchaeus is pure? There is some noise here. Somebody, how can Zacchaeus be pure? You know, many of us, when we read the Bible, we do galamse. Turn to somebody and tell the person galamse. Galamse is surface mining. Many Christians do surface mining, galamse. They don't go deep. But the Bible is not a book for tourists to understand. The Bible is not a newspaper. Tourists read newspaper. But the Bible is not for tourists. It's not for galamse, surface mining. Zacchaeus, that name from the Hebrew background, the name Zacchaeus comes from a Hebrew word or name, Zakai. And Zakai means to be pure. That means this man called Zacchaeus is likely to have been a pure man who was caught up in a bad trade. So the man is likely to have been a pure man, a holy man. Probably when they gave birth to him, his parents saw that this man was pure. Like Moses was born and his parents saw that he was a proper child and they hid him for 3 months. So Zacchaeus was a pure man who was caught up in the trade of a tax collector. And because of his profession, the man became corrupted with time. But when you see pure people, when you see holy people, when you see righteous people, when you see people that are pure inwardly, but circumstances have thrown them into a situation that looks negative, don't give up on them. Just stand. A time is coming, the purity in them, the seed of holiness in them, the seed of righteousness in them will overcome the darkness around them. For the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. There is a seed in them that shall overcome. And I'm talking to a certain woman, and I'm talking to a certain man, and I'm talking to a woman here whose husband is running all over the place, and the man is misbehaving all over the place. Sometimes you look at your son, you look at your daughter, and they don't behave well. You look at them and they are behaving badly. But when you look at the bad facade and you go deeper, you will see that there is something good about them. Sometimes it is just a flicker. Sometimes it is just a tint. Sometimes it is just a hint. But there are times you must concentrate on the tint and the flicker and the hint and know that this person looks bad, but there is something good behind the bad I'm seeing. If I can wait, this man is called Zacchaeus. He's called Zacchaeus. There is something pure about this man. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It's only a matter of time. If their name is Zacchaeus, it means they are pure within them. They may be a tax collector today, but tomorrow they will be sons of Almighty God, walking in the power of God and the glory of God. I see a Zacchaeus here. There is a Zacchaeus in your house. There is a Zacchaeus in your church. Don't look at the bad things concerning the person. There is something good about them. And I see that one day is coming. The captivity of the Lord shall return. One day is coming. They will come into light. One day is coming. They'll be saved. Your daughter will not hang around there in the world forever. Your son will not be a weed smoker forever. Your son will not be in womanizing forever. God will release them with time. There is something good in that son. There is something good in that daughter. One day, like the prodigal son, your son will come to himself, and you will say, in my father's house, even servants have food to eat and spare. I will arise, and I will go back to my father's house. If anybody has a son, if anybody has a daughter, if anybody has a wife, if anybody has a friend, if anybody has a husband, who like Zacchaeus is caught up in the wrong place, I see them coming home. I say to the Lord, give up, and to the son, give up, and to the east, give up, and to the west, give up. Come on, lift up your hands and say, give up. Zacchaeus. The man overcame obstacles by his identity as a Jew. Overcame obstacles by the purity that was on him. And when Zacchaeus had to overcome, this man Zacchaeus, I told you, he was not a tourist. He was not a pedestrian walking leisurely and casually, carelessly and recklessly on the roadside. Zacchaeus had one intent. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. Other people went to Jesus to receive healing. Some went to receive breakthrough. Some went to receive a miracle. Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus, who he was. He said, some go to this man for healing. I don't need healing. Some go to him for prosperity. I don't need prosperity. All I need to know is, who is this Jesus? Who is this man? He doesn't look like an ordinary man. He's the son of the living God. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. So now watch this. Whilst everybody was running around, whilst everybody was walking around and they were gazing, staring, some were criticizing, others were insulting, some were just admiring, there was one man who was more serious than everybody. The Bible said he ran, overtook everybody, climbed up into a tree. When Jesus got there, he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. And Zacchaeus made haste and came down. Everything about Zacchaeus was speed. 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 I know you want to know God. I know you want to do exploits for God. But you don't do exploits for God walking around, standing around, sitting around, or even jogging around. I see you in your day of supernatural acceleration. I see you in speed.
I see you run. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Whatever you are doing for God, if you are walking, may God give you the supernatural capacity to run. If you are doing business, run. If you are doing ministry, run. If you are doing your family life, run. If you are doing your academic life, run. You will never be slow in your life. May God give you supernatural acceleration. Come on, shout yes and praise. The man ran.
I can see Zacchaeus running. He ran without consulting anybody. Zacchaeus didn't go and say, I need permission from my father's house to come and follow Jesus. No permission. He ran without going for permission. Some of you consult too many people to do the will of God. Zacchaeus was unashamed. Can you imagine a chief tax collector running in public and climbing a tree? Can you imagine the regional boss of GRA, Ashanti region? You see him running to climb a tree. You see opening and pansan o kwen o see me kofridia. O kofridia e be say me hun Jesus. Obia be kasa wa bodam. If you have never been called a madman, you don't know Jesus. If you have never been called a madman, you have not encountered Jesus. I want to hear you shout like a madman. Scream like you love. Can see Zacchaeus offending people. Oh, whilst he was running, I'm sure dust was coming up. Dust into people's eyes. I see people shouting, AJ, AJ, or say Sawara. You will not be standing here saying AJ. Listen, some of you are too concerned about offending people to do the will of God. May God give you the spirit of I don't care. You don't care who is offended. You don't care who is angry. You must do the will of God. You must fulfill God's purpose. Come on, shout it yes and pray. I call it the breakthrough dash. Climbed up into a tree. And when he climbed up into the tree, that gives you a time when Zacchaeus saw Jesus. But the mystery of the whole encounter with Jesus was the sycamore tree. That sycamore tree was a type of Christ. I know that whenever you read a vine tree, you know it is a type of Christ, because Jesus said, I am the vine. That is surface mining. Because Jesus said it, even Obiana as you see the near front or to me up to me said the vine is Jesus, because Jesus said it. That is class one. But the ones that are for deep mining are the ones Jesus didn't say directly. But if you know scriptures and you understand the workings of things, you would see what it is. It's like the sycamore tree. That sycamore tree standing there was a type of Jesus. It was a type of Christ. You and I know that trees are symbols of human beings. God showed Nebuchadnezzar a tree, and the Bible said Daniel came and told Nebuchadnezzar. He said, Nebuchadnezzar, you are that tree. You are that tree. Jesus Christ compared himself with a tree. He said, if they do this in a green tree, what will happen to the dry one? And he also said, I am the vine. A vine is a tree. That sycamore tree was a tree. That it represented Jesus. Bible said concerning King Solomon that when Solomon became a king, he made silver like stones in Jerusalem, and he made cedar trees as common as sycamore. So Jesus Christ is the cedar of heaven that became sycamore on the earth. The precious tree of God from heaven became common on earth. And anytime you look at that sycamore tree, you will see the names of God in that tree. You will see the Jehovahistic names of God in the tree, and you will see the Elohistic names of God on the tree. Let me start with the Elohistic names of God. When you talk about the Elohistic names of God, you are talking about the creatorship names of God, the names by which God relates to his creature. When you see that sycamore tree, you remember El Olam, the everlasting God. Because that sycamore tree could live for several hundreds of years. The wood of the sycamore tree was light and durable, and they used it for fuel and for making domestic utensils. And in ancient Egypt, if you wanted to make durable utensils, domestic utensils, one of the types of wood you use was the sycamore wood. Therefore, when you see that sycamore tree, you see El Olam. You see El Roy, because this tree stands 50 feet tall, and if trees have eyes, that eye could see what other human beings are not seeing. Therefore, if Zacchaeus could climb up into that tree, Zacchaeus will be seeing what other people are not seeing. That tree was also the El Shaddai, and that is because the El Shaddai means the many-breasted God. And when you look at the sycamore tree, it produced its fruit in clusters like grapes on the stem of the tree, and they grew in sprigs. So when you look at the fruit, you see them in clusters. The many-breasted God, El Shaddai. When you look at that tree standing there, you will see Adonai. You will see Lord, because that tree was so imposing. When Zacchaeus climbed into the tree and Jesus got there, Jesus stood. It almost looked like the tree was controlling everything that was happening around there. The sycamore tree was El Olam, El Shaddai. El Roy, El Leon. Zacchaeus climbs into this tree, and every wind is blowing, and Zacchaeus is not moved because he's in the tree. The sun is beating down. Zacchaeus is in the tree. He has shade. El Leon, the strongest strong one. That tree also represented the Jehovahistic names of God. And you and I know that when we talk about the Elohistic names of God and we talk about the Jehovahistic names of God, we are talking about the revelation of Jesus. So when you look at this tree, you will see Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. Zacchaeus is a sinner. He's taking away people's things. By the time he climbs up into that tree, the Lord became his righteousness. He said, "The Lord is my righteousness." All of a sudden, every body odor on Zacchaeus could not be smelled because the leaves of this tree, heart-shaped leaves, small in nature, but form thick foliage. He's in that tree, and you cannot smell his body odor because the scent of the tree has taken over. The Lord, our sanctifier, Jehovah Makadishkan. In that tree, the shade is so plenteous that Zacchaeus is in it and the sun won't beat him. He has perfect peace in the tree. Jehovah Shalom. That tree was for healing, because the latex, the bark of the tree, the root of the tree, the leaves of the tree were important in curing dysentery, jaundice, chest infections, coughs. It was a very powerful healing source. Jehovah Rapha or Rofika. And that tree, they planted it by the wayside, and it directed people where they should go. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, my shepherd. The tree was so imposing. Wherever you were standing, you could see the sycamore tree. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, the presence of the Lord. But you know the powerful thing about the sycamore tree is about the fruit. That fruit was edible, carried medicinal properties. It was a good fruit. But there was something about the sycamore fruit. When it matured, you couldn't eat it. If you left it on the tree for too long, the sycamore tree fruit will become hardened, and then insects will attack it and destroy it. So what the gatherers of sycamore, like Amos, did was that when the sycamore fruit matured, because it was tasteless and hard, no good scent, they pierced it with their finger. Or they looked for a sharp instrument and they punctured it. Otherwise, you have to believe God for the gall fly to pierce it. And when it is pierced, it releases a gas called ethylene gas. And the ethylene gas accelerates the ripening process by 6 times. Then after 3 days, it will become sweet. And then also release an aromatic flavor. Then you can eat it. When it is pierced, after 3 days, you can eat it. Jesus, El Shaddai, Jehovah, death, Elder, Jehovah this, Jehovah this, the Lord our healer, the Lord our sanctifier, the Lord our peace, the Lord our righteousness. We never received any of these until Jesus was put on the cross. And he was pierced. After they had pierced him, they buried him for 3 days and 3 nights. He rose from the dead and he became all that we will ever need and all that we ever want from God. Jesus is the sycamore tree, he is the sycamore fruit, and I pray that he will be all that you ever need, all that you ever want. Jesus is your healer, your deliverer, your provider, your peace, your comfort, your sanctifier, your righteousness. Come on, scream and yes, and breath. So Zacchaeus, he climbs up into this tree, incorporated in the tree, blessed in the tree. And when Jesus came to Zacchaeus, he said, Zacchaeus, come down. Anything that goes up must come down. Some of you, the Christians, you are up there, you have to come down. You are stayed in the tree for far too long. Zacchaeus, come down. You are hiding in that tree. But the people you have offended, they are not in the tree. They are down here. Come down and make restitution. Some of you are hiding in the church. In the church, you look like a saint. But when you go to your house, they don't know you as a saint. They know you as a sinner. As a matter of fact, they believe they are better than you. One man called me recently. He said, Pastor, I want to tell you about one of the people walking around you saying she's a saint. That girl is a devil. I say, yeah. Zacchaeus, make haste and what? Come down. Where you prove your Christianity is not in the church. It is when you go to work tomorrow. Where you prove your Christianity is not in the church. It is when you go home and meet that same wife, that same husband, the secular wife, secular husband. When you go home and meet the crazy husband, then we will know whether you are a Christian or not. Christian light does not shine in light. Christian light shines in darkness. Come on, give a big clap offering and a shout. Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down. Because Christianity is practiced not on the treetop, but on the ground. Zacchaeus, if you stay in that tree, only you will be saved. But come down and salvation will come to your house. Oh, Pastor, in my whole family, I am the only one born again. You have failed. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy what? House! Even lepers knew that today is a day of good news, and we are enjoying this thing ourselves alone. If we stay here till tomorrow, some bad thing will befall us. Let us go and tell the king's house. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Zacchaeus rushed and came down. And the Bible said he received Jesus. That's the first kind of ministration you do. Ministering to God. In fact, many believers, if you lock up they and God in a room for 3 days, they'll be miserable. In fact, they won't know what to do with it. No, 3 days, you and God alone in a room. Some of you sing throughout. And sometimes we believe that Jesus is just sitting on a chair. And meaning, and then when you are doing this, Jesus is doing this. You know what to do with him. Zacchaeus received Jesus and ministered to him. Another revelation is this. When Zacchaeus received Jesus in his house, and Jesus says, salvation will come to your house, has come to your house, because the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. When he said, you also are a son of Abraham, he didn't mean you are a descendant of Abraham. He meant that your character, your destiny is like the destiny of Abraham. What he's saying is that in Genesis 18, when I appeared with two angels, when Jehovah appeared with two angels to Abraham, when he was sitting in front of his tent, and we appeared unto him because we wanted to save Jericho. Wanted to save Sodom and Gomorrah. It is the same thing with you, Abraham. I am going to visit your house because your character is like the character of Abraham. You are the son of Abraham. In other words, your behavior and your heart is like Abraham, and I want to come and visit your house. I have an agenda for you, just like I have an agenda for Abraham. And look at the way Zacchaeus received Jesus. You would think he had been trained all his life to receive the Lord. And the Bible said that some people were sitting and saying, if this man knew who it was that he's visiting, he would have known that this man is a sinner. Ladies and gentlemen, most of the people we condemn in the world, they are rather the ones that are serving God. Sometimes I tell people, when you are criticizing somebody, you should be very careful. Very, very careful. On Sunday, I went to church. Before I went, my wife had to use hot water and press my chest. I was coughing, sneezing. My wife pressed my chest. I told her, go. If I can come, I'll come. Finally, I crawled out of my room, put on my lapel mic, and I began to speak. I spoke for 2 hours. In spite of the sickness, I preached short 2 hours. And listen, watch it. When I finished preaching, a couple were sitting down. They are just married. I poured oil on their head and prayed for them. Then I called another person, prayed for the person. Called another person, prayed for the person. Then I moved in one direction. When I turned like this, about some 10 people, they all fell at once. Brap! Like a pack of cars. Bap! And the chairs went. I was scared. They fall and they collapse. This was just last Sunday. I turned in one direction. I said, what's going on here? And all you see is people flying like pieces of paper and chairs tumbling on each other. That force of the anointing, I haven't seen it for about 15 years. It was too thick. I turned my back and Pastor Mark Rubin, my PR guy, his brother was walking behind me. He's one of the young men who walk around me when I'm ministering. He fell down and collapsed. I wasn't looking his direction. All I heard was boom. The guy passed out. I turned. This guy has collapsed. I was ministering and I was thinking, what's happening to the guy? Everybody was beginning to panic. I told the doctor, carry him. And I told the prayer warrior, follow him. They took him to the corner. And this man wouldn't revive. While I was praying, the Lord said, call his wife. I called the wife. I took anointing oil, anointed the hand, and I said, go and wake your husband up.
She went to the corner, put the hand on the husband's stomach. The husband revived. Bishop, after that, they carried the man to the basement and put drip on him in the church. After the meeting, he and the wife came to me in the office, and I told him, I said, did you know where you were? He said, no. I said, Jack, utinkwa. Na uko. And kawirea me bompaya mawa. I don't know what would have happened. Because the key to your survival was not even in my hand. It had to be your wife. It was all with the doctor. It was all with the prayer warrior. So I told him, I said, when you guys go home, be one. Be prayerful. And I told him, I said, there's some kind of anointing that is coming into the body of Christ. And anybody walking around the anointing must be very careful. Because at the end, I know a shit. Why don't you say, to pick you up just like this? Now, I administered for about 3 hours on that day. So you can imagine, in spite of my sickness, I availed myself. So if you were sitting at the back and complaining, acquire chekura dodo. Don't you think say wanure chia? Come on, scream like your voice is louder. Now, after that, it was a Sunday. Monday, I spent the whole day in church meetings. Then Tuesday, yesterday, I dragged my body in a car. I was going to Accra and I was thinking, my wife has to call me. How are you? I said, Pell, my chest. Then I got to Accra yesterday, slept. And then I got up today and came here. And I'm standing this night shouting. So if you stand and say, I'm shouting too much, don't you think your nose will block? Or you don't understand what I'm saying? If you criticize me today, don't you think God will whip you? Because if you were the one, tonight you will take a break. And for all you know, it is not because of Bogatanga or Accra that my chest was disturbing me. Maybe it's the Kumasi spirits. Because you people did posters and handbill with my face on it. And every witch made me their target. So I started sneezing. Now I have come. Instead of clapping to encourage me, you are sitting down. So, Zacchaeus. Now, yeah. Whenever you see I'm preaching and I'm wearing belt instead of suspenders, it means enkoye. And the patience to even hang that thing on my shoulder is not there. So this one now, you understand what I'm saying? If he was a holy man, he would have known that this man is a sinner. Jesus said, this man is also a son of Abraham. Salvation has come to his house. It is so strange that sometimes the people we criticize, they are the people who are working. You understand what I'm saying? And then Zacchaeus came down. When the man came down, he started touching human lives. In this book, I presented Zacchaeus in 3 offices. The office of the prophet, the office of the king, and the office of the priest. They are the 3 offices God is going to restore, reinstitute in the last days. He will reinstitute the 3 offices of the prophet, the king, and the priest for the restoration of all things to the church. And Zacchaeus' life is a life of apostolic revelation. When you see Zacchaeus, you are talking about one of the greatest apostles in the Bible. Somebody said, man of God, how do you know? Church tradition has many stories about this man called Zacchaeus. When I look at the length of time that was dedicated to his conversion, I know that the man did not just appear in the Bible and disappear, but he became a monumental figure in the Bible. No. God will not record the story of a gra man in so detail. Even Matthew, how many lines did Jesus spend? How many lines did Matthew spend to write about his own conversion? John, when they called him, how many lines? Peter, how many lines? This man's conversion is as detailed as Paul's own. Clement of Alexandria, one of the early church fathers called Clement of Alexandria, he believed that the Matthias, the man they said named Matthias, and the one who took over from Judas Iscariot, Clement of Alexandria, an early church father, he believed that that man was Zacchaeus. Now, to add to his argument, there are some ancient books, old historical books of Christianity. They are called the Apostolic Constitutions. In the Apostolic Constitutions, it is written that the first bishop of the church in Caesarea was one man called Zacchaeus the publican. So this man Zacchaeus, from every account, grew up to become the bishop of a church. And when you look at his life, you will see a prophet. Prophetic anointing. May God restore the prophetic anointing. You see, I see people use Zacchaeus' story only on crusade platform and I get worried. I said this thing is deeper than crusade platform. Zacchaeus, moody high converse classes. No. It's deeper than that. The man was a prophet. He ran like a prophet. He climbed a tree like a prophet. He saw what others did not see. It is the speciality of prophets to see Jesus. He saw Jesus to see not what he was doing, but who he was. Isaiah said in the year when King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Listen, prophets are not people who see witches. Prophets are people that see Jesus. Prophets have the ability to see Jesus. He said, who has believed the report of the Lord? He shall grow up before him like a tender plant. Now watch this. Isaiah saw a tree growing and he said, this is Jesus. He saw a tree, tender plant, growing. He said, this is the Messiah. Prophets have an amazing grace to see Jesus. They see him in greater detail than other people see. When Zacchaeus climbed up the tree, he was like a prophet on a mountain. Now, I can see what others don't see. And the thing about prophets is that they are very fast. So we see Zacchaeus running. I asked the Lord, I said, how fast is the prophetic anointing? He said, prophetic anointing is faster than time. Prophets are ahead of time. That is why they say, and it shall come to pass. If they say it shall come to pass, it means they have gone ahead of time. May God give you prophetic speed. May God make you go fast. May God make you see ahead of your generation. Come on, shout a yes and praise God. Prophets, they are fast. They can see what others can't see. They are fast. And this man called the prophet got down. And then he began to restore things to people. Anything I've taken from anybody by fraud, I restore fourfold. That is a prophet. Restoration. Like the prophet Elisha restored the land of the Shunammite woman unto her. May prophetic grace bring unto you restoration. That with the palmer worm, canker worm, caterpillar, locust have eaten, may God restore. I prophesy a restoration. I say to the north, give up, the south, give up, the east, give up, the west, give up. By a prophetic mandate on this house, receive the recovery, restoration of anything that is lost in your life. In the name of Jesus, receive your peace, receive your health, receive your righteousness, receive your prosperity, receive your blessing. There is a restoration of all things. Come on, shout a yes and praise God. Zacchaeus, persecuted like a prophet. All the prophets, they call them sinners. They lock them up, they jail them, they cane them.
persecuted like a prophet, broken like a prophet. And as for the prophets, all they wanted was Jesus. As soon as he saw Jesus, he said, I have stopped all this tax collection. Let's go to my house. Number two, Zacchaeus was a king. Zacchaeus was a king. The Bible said in the last days, when the three offices are instituted, he will make us kings and priests. We are kings and priests. Zacchaeus was a king. Check in your Bible. All the people who said, I will give you something to the half of. To the half of. To the half of. Only kings have that nabu or mouth. You are not a king. You don't talk by heart like that. Oh. To the half of. I'll give you to the half of my goods. I give to the poor. Makatoliki Briandata. I see King Ahasuerus sitting down and looking at Esther. Esther, what do you want? To the half of my kingdom, I will give it to you. I see King Herod telling Herodias and the daughter. Herodias, your daughter, what do you want? To the half of my kingdom. And I see King Zacchaeus. He said unto Jesus, half of my goods I give to the poor. He was a very rich man. I tell somebody here tonight, you are not poor. You are prosperous. You are blessed. To the half of your kingdom, to the half of your house, to the half of your company, you give to the poor. Come on, shout a yes and pray. Listen, a king is not known by your throne or your crown. A king is known by the attitude of your heart towards the poor. We are the only people who elect kings according to their knowledge. Kings must be elected according to their heart. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 14. Proverbs 29, 14. Put it on the screen for me. I love that scripture. Allah. Whenever I'm talking about the poor, I pause. Never rush when you are talking about the poor. Proverbs 29, verse 14. The one on the screen. If you are not poor, put it on. The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Any king who faithfully judges the poor, his throne will be established forever. Daniel chapter 4, verse 26 and 27. Daniel 4, 26 and 27. Oh, glory. Somebody clap your hands. I pray. May God make you a king. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, there was a tree, and that tree was Nebuchadnezzar, the king. Whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that, thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Verse 27. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off your sins by righteousness, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of your tranquility. That means if you want your days to be numbered, show mercy to the poor. May the Lord put the poor in your agenda. I believe that every country, every family, every company, every business, every church must have the poor on your agenda. Ever since I preached this message in our church in Bogatanga, in our basement, there are always bags of food, bags of rice, millet, and everything. We have it in the basement. So that Obi Bana Ehiano. You put down money for the poor. Put down food for the poor. Put down clothing for the poor. May the poor feature in our agenda. The Bible said Jesus Christ the King. When Jesus came into the world, he worked many miracles. He walked on water. He raised the dead. Cast out devils. Turn water into wine. On all these occasions, nobody made him a king. But when he multiplied 5 loaves of bread, 2 fishes, and fed the poor, the people came to take him by force and make him a king. Because they said, if somebody can think about the poor, the person must be a king. May God make you a king and have in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, shout it. Yeah, King David. Is that Africa, man? King David became a king. And the first thing he said is there anybody of the household of Saul that I must show them mercy for the sake of Jonathan, my friend and my brother? Share. May God give you a heart of a human being. One day I was sitting down with my wife and I was talking with her and two other people. I looked at a light and I said, Pearl, you see this light? That is the way my mind is. I said, Pearl, my kumano, my genie, it says a light. I don't carry darkness in the mind. The other day, somebody asked me, they wanted me to be friend of somebody. And I told them I cannot. They said, why? I said, I am too simple to be his friend. Because I'm a very vulnerable human being. I don't walk about and I'm on the alert and guard, being careful to outwit you so that you don't hurt me. I'm not like that. Minama, minam tise teki, tolo tolo. Enti essence me Jimmy sano. Minin krofo omo nyansam bebre enti minam te. You understand? I can't work with them. I'm too simple. And to be honest with you, that being very wise, I don't even want it. About 15 years ago to 17 years ago, the Lord asked me a question. He said, Eastwood, ask me for a gift and I'll give it to you. Ask me for a gift. And I told him, I said, Lord, I don't want to be like David. Because if I say I want to be brave like David, I'll get too many battles. And the ones I have even fought, I have not recovered. I said, I don't want Solomon's wisdom. That would mean combining 1,000 wives. I said, I don't want Abraham's faith. That would mean dealing with Philistines and all those. He said, what do you want? I said, Lord, throughout my life, just make me like a child. Just make me like a child. I want to be like a child. I want to be like a little boy. I want to be like a child. Just make me like a child. And I have seen it all through the years. God has refused to let me grow. The young people are my friends. Today I was talking to a certain minister of state, ex-minister of state. He belonged to the Kufuor government. I was sitting in his car and we were talking. He said, somebody told me about you. And they said, you are a pastor. And I've been hearing about you, but I didn't see you before. So one day when you appeared on TV, I said, them small boy here, I'm not a small boy. I'm 55 years old. So what? But you see, it's not only in the looks. When you come very close to me, there are many areas I behave like a little boy. The only time I'm very serious like this and you will like is when I'm at the pulpit. But when I finish, you see me. Manchester United, Chelsea. Arsenal. Phobia. Oli Dade, Oli Mashi. There's one only thing you can see. The pulpit. Am I talking to somebody at all? But I was talking about the king and the poor. Zacchaeus was a king. Half of my goods I give to the poor. And he said, and if I have taken anything by fraud from anybody, false accusation, I restore fourfold. Anybody who is a prophet, a king, you are also a priest. And as a priest, when he said, I'm restoring them fourfold, what he's saying is that by the time they give you back fourfold, what they are saying is that you are exonerated from wrongdoing. That means Zacchaeus is now operating as a priest, forgiving people their sins. Your sins are forgiven. Take your goods back.
I took it by false accusation, but your sins are forgiven. That is how we operate as priests. Satan took things from people by false accusation. You and I are walking throughout the world. Whosoever sins, we forgive them. It is forgiving them. And we are walking about and saying, you are forgiven. Be healed. You are forgiven. Receive a restoration. You are forgiven. Be blessed. So Zacchaeus is standing in three offices. A prophet, a king, and a priest. And I pray. This thing is not apostle. It is not prophet. It is not evangelist. It's not pastor. And it's not teacher. I'm talking about the priest, the prophet, and the king. Receive the grace as a believer to walk in these three offices. Somebody lift up your hands and enter them. Lift up your hand and say, I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. Oh, thank you. Come on, somebody pray. Somebody talk to God. There's a niyazo kubuha. Simbayo santeba. Rika talalabaros. Neriyango zishaba. Hatani amelia sabahatu. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand. Say this after me, Heavenly Father. Tonight, I stand in my offices as a prophet, as a priest, and as a king. I receive the heart of a prophet, the heart of a priest, and the heart of a king, in the name of Jesus. I walk in that grace in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your hand and thank him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Oh, no, 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 no,
we believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.